Proclamation number 7530, dated the February 24, 1960. Conscious psychological work. No one should reckon to have much time left for the work of improving his soul, for no one knows when his last hour will come. The human being should live as if every day were the last he was given. He should busily work for the benefit of his soul. He should not let any day go by without having performed a kind deed. He should support his neighbor with advice and help. He should think of his God and Creator and establish with him the relationship of a child with its father. He should pray to his father every day and commend himself to him and his grace. He should entrust himself to him and appeal to him for his protection and guidance. He should make mental contact with the world of light. He should only ever want to do what is good, and then he will, in fact, only do that which complies with God's will. A person can greatly contribute towards his soul's speedy maturing on earth if only he consciously works at improving his soul, i.e., by always keeping in mind why he inhabits this earth and then living according to God's will by fulfilling the commandments of love for God and his neighbor. And he can implement this every day if he is interested in moving forwards in his development, that is, if he lives his earthly life appropriately. But he should not defer this work because he does not know how long he will live on earth. This knowledge is withheld from him, and for good reason, or he would not be free in his will. But he also easily runs the risk of carelessly deferring the work of improving his soul, always counting on the fact that there will still be plenty of time to seriously consider his soul. No one knows when his hour will come. It can suddenly take you by surprise, and then you will feel bitter remorse when you realize in the spiritual kingdom what you neglected to do on earth. Many people enter the kingdom of the beyond totally unprepared. They made no spiritual progress at all. They neglected to do everything that might have resulted in this progress. They only lived on earth for their body but never considered the soul, which alone continues to live after the earthly body's death. And therefore, it must suffer the consequences alone, either to linger in agony and darkness or to stray in utter bleakness through infinite spaces, poor and miserable and in severe distress. You are still living on earth and can spare your soul this dreadful fate. Nevertheless, you must make use of your life and work daily and hourly at improving your soul, which can already consist of a spiritually directed thought, because then the beings of light will help you and time and again try to draw you into spiritual spheres, which they will also succeed in doing if you are of good will. You should often consider the hour of your death and you will increasingly overcome your fear of dying, for the more you work at improving your soul the less you will fear the hour of death, for then you will be prepared for it. You will live consciously and therefore fearless and aware you will approach the end, which is time and again proclaimed to you. But woe to those who live irresponsibly from day to day, for the day which ends their life will take them by surprise. Woe to those who have never considered their soul and only ever attended to their body. Regardless of whether they die before or live to see the day of the end, their end will be a dreadful one, for their soul will have to bear the fate which the human being has prepared for it on earth. Amen.